of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will turn, and I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now we will read Psalm 104 responsively. O Lord, how manifold are your works.
In your wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the great and wide sea, with its living things too many to number.
Creatures both small and great.
There move the ships, and there is that the Leviathan,
which you have made for the sport of it.
All of them look to you.
To give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, they gather it.
You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
You hide your face, and they are terrified.
You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your Spirit, and they are created.
And so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever.
May the Lord rejoice in all his works.
He looks at the earth, and it trembles.
He touches the mountains as they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please him.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
A reading from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, "Abba, Father," it is that every spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the meditation of my heart and the words of my lips be acceptable to you, O Lord. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Happy Pentecost. Ave nu, ave nu, ave nu, shebesh mahi. Yitkadash maka kadash 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 tavo malkuteka tavo Yitzeretzoha Baharetzka Asherna Masa Bashamahi Telanu Ayom Lekekukenu Oh. Lanu la teshmatenu, ka asher solkim anaknu, lasher ashulanu. Vo'ol tavi anu ledei masa, ki im hatzelenu min hara. Va'ol tavi anu ledei masa, ki im hatzilenu min hara. Avenu, avenu, shebe shemahi. Kelaka ho molaka vahu gavura vahatiferet
Veo me veo mi. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech haolam. Amin. Amin. Lo kadodi. Come, my beloved, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill our hearts and minds with your power and presence. Move us to your glory and ignite the fire within to change the world by filling it with your love and the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we abide in you as you in us, knowing that we are the children of the Most High God. We are adopted. My brothers and sisters, it's Pentecost. And though commonly known as the birthday of the church, it's a festival of weeks. It's the second of the third celebration of the Israelites. The festival of weeks, meaning they celebrated the harvest, the new harvest, new beginnings. Happens 50 days after Easter, 10 days after the ascension of our Lord. So when everybody got together, they got together in celebration. Can you imagine being one of these disciples? Can you imagine the emotional roller coaster that they must have been on this whole time? And now they were here to celebrate new life and new beginnings, new fruits of their labor. Think of the story. Think what they had just been through. Put yourself there. And if you have to, pick an apostle and come with me. Lord Christ, I wailed at every strike of the hammer. My heart was torn. I gasped for air. The whole world was dark, and every second felt like days. I mourned by your tomb. My heart ached without you. Then that day you arose, that day you came back to all of us, to me, you gave me hope. You gave me inspiration. You gave me strength to carry on. Lord Christ, all was restored and I rejoiced in you. But from that day forward, you prepared us. You were preparing us all along. You prepared us for your departure once again. And though I long for you, we are here 10 days after you ascended into heaven and all that you have promised is coming true. We are met with a cosmic rumble and tongues of fire are speaking and words so very, very different from that what we're used to, from that which we know. Yet, somehow, some way, we all understand. That which is speaking from the heart with the fire and the flame that dances upon our heads and ignites our souls. And we, with perfect clarity, hear you, understand you. We feel your power. We feel the power of the advocate you have promised to us on this very day, this day of new beginnings. You are calling us to be members of your one holy body. And together, well, together our gifts are many. Mine is prayer. When I'm down or lost, tired or happy, grateful or afraid, I pray. I sit with the Advocate, the Holy Spirit that has descended upon us on this day, and I make art. I pray. Sometimes I use the prayer book and I filter through the pages that I haven't yet seen. I kind of saw them, but I pay more attention. And I pray. Other times, I recite what's familiar from childhood. It brings me comfort. And I sing sometimes, or bang on the piano. And I pray. And on occasion, through my tears, through all those tears, are some of the most solemn prayers. And I pray. See, like today, though, it's not always in my native language. It's not always from what I know. But we pull down to the depths, to anything that brings me closer to God, that brings me closer with the Advocate and moved by the Spirit. So like today, sometimes it's another language. Hebrew, Tefillatach Tamodin, is the disciples' prayer, the Our Father, which I recited for you as we opened. Avinu Shebeshemahim, Our Father who is in heaven. Yitzkadash Shemaka, my heart, I'm sorry, holy is your name. Yitzkadash Shemaka, holy is your name. You see, my heart, as your heart, speaks many languages. And though we may share different cultures, even expressions, we are able to communicate that love, grief, sorrow, or even happiness. Sometimes the language of our hearts is it's so very vibrant. And sometimes it's mournful and broken. But we're able to communicate that between us, all in the presence of the Holy Spirit. All are spoken differently, yet understood. Who here hasn't seen the heartbreak or experienced grief or seen when a child lights up when you give them a gift or a great big hug? Can you imagine, for one second, just for one moment, the language of the hearts of our disciples? I mean, does it matter that they were Middle Eastern men and women? Can you feel their surprise, their anticipation? Can you feel their angst as this rumble comes by? Fires of flame, tongues. But he tells us not to be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Can you hear their call from the Advocate to get up and move? Because it's our turn. They were being called to be the doers, and it's our turn to be the doers. Can you hear them calling you? Can you hear the Advocate reaching in for you, asking you to remain open to the newness of life, to letting go of old ways and embracing the rumble at your feet, the twitching in your heart, and the new language of your soul that says, bring your gifts to the altar. See, for me, it is prayer, perhaps a listening ear. Anthony brings us beautiful music every week. Nancy, her teaching, and Marion with the children. And we have a wonderful verger who got bulletins that are more beautiful than we've seen elsewhere. And each one of us brings a gift here to make us function as a community, as we have. what gifts is the advocate stirring within you to come forth to add to this one body, our community? What if the disciples had been so set in what they were comfortable with that they had that split second to hear the rumble and run in fear? What if they were building walls instead of becoming doers? Are you kidding, Peter? I'm out of here. Imagine the rumble. If we allow ourselves to build walls, pulling out an emotional eraser, haven't we ever seen those exes? Have you had these friends? You know, when they have an ex and they pull out the pictures and they tear them out. No, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen. No, Jesus, didn't happen, didn't happen, didn't happen. It did happen. He is present. He did exist. He does exist. He walked the earth. He taught us a new way. He teaches us a new way continually. He hung on the cross. We've witnessed. And he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, who sends us this advocate, the power of the Holy Spirit. He exists. So go ahead and keep those pictures in your pocket or put them up on the wall, because you know the Holy Spirit. It's going to win out anyway, no matter how much you wrestle. So proclaim the good news. This is your experience. This is the power of God. Do you hear him calling? If the disciples chose those walls, would they have had the opportunity to know the advocate? To know the power, to feel the Holy Spirit. How many times do we run from the rumble? How many times do we run from the rumble because we're comfortable with what we know? What is familiar? How many walls do we subtly build? Insulating ourselves from the greater body of who we are as God's children. Imagine your potential. Imagine our potential as one body. This is the celebration of Pentecost. It's bigger than a birthday party. The feast of the harvest, the Holy Spirit, the advocate who abides in you. We are reminded this day to not only acknowledge the Holy Spirit, but to take action as a Christian body, proclaiming the good news of our Lord, our God, our Father, who by adoption we are his children. So don't ignore him. Don't suppress or oppress him. Eventually, the advocate wins anyway. Save yourself the pain and the agony of putting it off till tomorrow. For he abides in you, and you know him. We are told through our scripture, but your heart knows. You know him. That language of your heart that pulls and reaches from within you, you know him. So do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. You have an advocate with the Father. Pick up your charge today. Bring your gifts to the altar and embrace all the differences of our one body. Open your hearts. Open your minds to change and chances, because all those changes and chances are coming by God, Abba, our Father, being one with the Holy Spirit. Laka dodi. Come, my beloved. Come.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.